Well, that was the Theron. Where did the Weddell Sea, were we? Oh, this is the... This is what made me laugh, was this is Sir Edmund Hillary. He was with... he went down with Sir Vivian Fox with the Transantarctic Expedition on the first voyage. And he came ashore with us to see us and refer to us. They were a tough, cheery group, mostly tradesmen. There were no scientists amongst, just tradesmen. It's rather amusing, that. That's, yeah, the leader of our expedition was David Dalgleish. Where's the... The volumes are here. Oh! Oh.
Careful.
My finger. That's the main party. That's the advance party.
The Duke of Edinburgh.
That's me on the end there, not looking. There are only, let's see, we don't know what happened to him. He's still alive. I know he's alive. Stan Evans is still alive. He's a lecturer in university here. David Dalgleish is surgeon captain now, surgeon captain, retired. He's dead. Gus is dead. So about three or four of us left.
Yeah.
About par for the course. That was the main party. I've got stacks of pictures upstairs and colour photographs as well. Well, transparencies.
You take a camera along on this expedition?
Yes, I took a camera. I've took lots of photographs, mostly colour slides, because colour prints in those days weren't very good.
How did you... Given the temperature, it must have been quite...
I sent them home. You just kept them and sent them home. I did some black and whites in the winter and did my own. I was there all of 1956, and then I came home and went back again in 1959 and did some my own development there. It wasn't all that successful. A bit spotty, the pictures, but I'll just go and get them if you like. And we'll have a slideshow and chat about it. If you hang on a minute. Okay. Into lots of brash, lots of small pieces, and it's rather like a thick soup. And if the wind sort of compresses this, and you if you put a ship into this, ordinary ice floes, which are not too thick, you can break, and they have break into a split. But if it's been broken up a lot beforehand, you get a lot of small particles, and it's small particles of ice. And it's just like toffee, soft toffee. And if the wind compacts it even tighter, a ship pushes against it, you bring up a pack of ice in front of you. I think you've probably done this with ice cream sometime. You can sort of water ice, you can get it, sort of move it all up to one end, all the ice is one end, and it packs up tight. Same like a snowball, effectively. When you make a snowball, well, same thing happens with a ship. If it goes into soft, mushy ice, it can compact in front of the ship, and it closes round behind you in the wake, and then you try to back out, it does the same thing there. So you have to have extremely powerful motors. And if at the same time the wind is driving it, it compacting it all the more, and it's very cold, and you know, you need to have a temperature about minus eight, something like that, minus five, minus six, minus 7 degrees, you can find yourself sticking in freezing ice. And this is, and then the pack builds up around you, and you can get trapped. And it's only when the wind changes and the pack eases out that you can eventually break free. It's not so bad in the summer, but if it happens at the end of the summer season, when the sea is beginning to freeze permanently, then you could be in serious trouble. But nowadays, with the ships, they're much more powerful than they used to be, and they can extricate themselves from these problems. But on the Totten, we used to use, if we got stuck, we used dynamite on the ends of sticks of dynamite on the ends of bamboo poles, just shoved in the ice. That's when you had ice floes. It was quite amusing. You know, you're out there with poles and axes and sticks of dynamite just to try and break the ice up a bit. But if it's soft and slushy, it doesn't do much, you see, it just stays slushy, and you can't walk on it very either.
With dynamite, you blow up the ice.
Well, you just try to break it up, so that you make a bit of leeway so the ship can move apart. But you can only do that if you've got floes which are, you haven't been able to break, and you want to break it into small chunks like that, you see. We're cruising through this one, this picture here, we're cruising through this at about 3 knots. A normal cruising speed with the same power would be about 10 knots. It's about a walking speed. It's a bit sort of scary, and some people don't like it because they like lots of scenery.
You said scary.
Scary for some people, but you don't go far from home, and you know. And if you do go far from home, you take all precautions, take all your gear with you, or have precautions. You always want to go and see what's further away, if possible. Just metal, bare hands, metal, gloved hands, hammers. Screws, bolts, nuts, nails, you know. It was just assembled with bare hands. Well, yeah. So gloved hands in many as necessary.
Well, a lot of things you can't do, of course.
It's all been cut to size, you see.
Yeah.
The worst thing was actually the nails. They'd all been put in what's known as Kilfrost, and this is a horrible grease. And it was a menace, actually. We eventually got rid of the Kilfrost by just shoving them in paraffin. It's much better to have it without the Kilfrost on them.
But none of you were experienced carpenters.
Oh, two carpenters.
Two carpenters.
In fact, my interview to go south was at the Royal Society by the then secretary, David Martin. He said, "Well, we thought we'd better send a couple of scientists as well, and we're sending a man to do with ozone and radiation, and wanted a meteorologist as well. But really, you're going as a third carpenter, a carpenter's mate." So I was assistant to Johnny Raymond most of the time. And that he's a general handyman. That's Robin Dalgleish. He'd been an officer in the British Army one time. The two husky puppies were runts from a litter from Transantarctic Expedition. They were rather weak, not strong enough to make a good team dog. So we had them as pets. Intermediate dump. You see, there's no sea ice this time. Right the way out, it's just broken right back to right back to here. Just taking a shot from underneath the ice cliff. Change to full tracks and looking back up the slope. You can get the idea of the size of the cliff by the airplane which is parked there. That's Sir Vivian Fox. You can see the back of Sir Vivian Fox sitting on a muskeg.
Yeah.
That's, they're helping deliver stores. They had the main party for the Royal Society as well on board. That's Sir Vivian Fox. With his can of Guinness. Looking back to the ships. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, dear. It must have fallen out.
Well,
whoops.
You better put it back.
That's looking down, heading down towards the fil-. This is the heading towards the Vassal Bay or the Weddell, the which is the right at the head of the Weddell Sea, and you can see little dark bits in the cliff in the distance. Well, that's rock showing through.